Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of the highlights of this year for us at Radio Boston was when we broadcast live from the TEDx Boston Conference at Faneuil Hall. One of the Bostonians who took to the stage at the event was slam poet Reggie Gibson. And he brought the audience to its feet with his performance of one of his poems called Cry Havoc, To Thine Own Self Be Hip, a response to Hamlet's existential question for men who have considered suicide. Reggie Gibson is a former National Poetry Slam champion. He lives in Boston and performs and teaches throughout the city. Last month, we invited him to our studio, along with saxophonist Stan Strickland. We wanted to talk about poetry, performance, and music. So Reggie and Stan began with a live performance of a piece called Jazz People. Reggie told us he wrote it for his daughter when she was just a child. It's about little beings who live inside musical instruments and come to life when the instruments are played.
We sleep the dance of music. We walk the night of song. We be the bliss hot and deep in the kiss of a bass tone stretched out long. We breathe the air in saxes and relax on the backsides of suns. We be the rhythm sliding deep inside the rhythm. We worship in the church of drums. We be jazz people living in holy scats and nature's chants. We're living in bulging cheeks that speak and seek to send us toward Venus. We be red wind riffing through city streets, gripping like tiger's teeth, stripping your flesh into shreds. Yet we've been here for a billion years and few have ever seen us. We exist on a plane where kisses rain on you like snow in winter. We've abolished the ignorant knowledge of prejudices, both racial and gender. We don't understand why it is that man has a soul but refuses to use it. Life can be much more fulfilling if you would be willing to come and exist in music. Yeah, come sleep the dance of music. Come walk the night of song. Come be the bliss hiding deep in the kiss of a bass tone stretched out long. Come breathe the air in saxes and relax on the backsides of suns. Come be the rhythm sliding deep inside the rhythm. Come worship in the church of drums. Come worship in the church of drums. Come worship in the church of drums.
Yeah, that's Jazz People from poet Reggie Gibson, along with saxophonist Stan Strickland. Tell me something about that poem. You mentioned it was inspired by your daughter?
Yes, it was inspired by my daughter, Jamila, when she was about 6 years old. She's about 22 years of age now. And I wanted to talk to her about phonics and introduce her to music and musical principles. But we also would tell each other these stories at night, and we would make them up. And this is one of the stories we made up about, as I said, these people who live inside of musical instruments and have transcended the hatred that we beings of flesh seem to be stuck inside.
Yeah.
After a while, the stories had a discernible rhythm to them, and it became a poem. The poem had a discernible melody and became a song. And I used to sing her this song. And I never would sing this song. I never sang in public before, until she was out in one of my the audience of one of the places I was performing, and I didn't know what to do, and she says, "Daddy, sing our song." And I didn't want to do it. I was like, "No, kid, quiet. I'm not going to sing in front of all these people." And of course, all these people got to screaming, "Daddy, sing the song, sing the song." So I said, "All right, fine." So I sang the song, and that was my baptism. baptism by fire.
Wow.
Singing.
Well, it sounds like you know what you're doing, but I understand you don't have formal musical training. So
I don't. I do not have any formal musical training.
So what's it like to do this collaboration with Stan? I mean...
Intimidating. but there's a thing about facing your fears. You know, sometimes you can rise above them and you can be lifted as a result of it. But it's great to learn. It's great to be guided.
Yeah.
And to feel that I have something that is worthy and worth value to him that he wants to play along with me.
Well, Stan, I'd love to ask you a question. I know you've collaborated with poets in the past, including the former poet laureate Robert Pinsky. What's your process for composing music to accompany a poem or for working with someone like Reggie?
Yes, I've had a chance to do a lot of collaborations, mostly with dance, but also with poetry. I think that trying to find what the essential imagery and the energy is. Mm. So the imagery might be from a word, but there's something beneath that word that has a shape and a movement to it.
Let's hear something else from the
sure.
two of you. What are you going to do next?
Next, we'd like to do words that I've written to a little tune probably a lot of people don't know about called A Love Supreme. It was written, of course, by John Coltrane. But you'll hear a lot of voices with this, but this is a part of it. So this is our offering. There is a love in us all. A love like a beauty calling us into our own beauty. A love birthing us wet and writhing onto the shores of new awakening. There is a love in us all, like a love like looking outward from inside a jewel. Well, we are all particles of prism like light becoming a light through which all is illumined. There is love in us all, a love like the pollinated flower of spring song. There is a love like the warm, wild, swarming mind of summer. A love like each autumn leaf drifting to the ground, drifting like it's some kind of ancient dream from a baobab tree. There is a love in us all, a love like a kiss of a child in winter. There is a love in us all, a love like a dance so slow it is measured in eras, like glacier carved valleys, ageless mountain rumble, and restless rock. I said there is a love in us all, a love like the soul open before the heart of the infinite and the infinitesimal. A love like a night made of honey and scripture. A love like the well-worn pages in the sacred book of Ids. A love like a prayer on the lips of the unimaginable us. There is a love in us all, a love that shows us the mirror, where in it we see the face of God.
A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, supreme, supreme,
I love Supreme, babe. I love Supreme, babe. I love Supreme, Supreme, Supreme. I love Supreme, I love Supreme, I love Supreme, Supreme, Supreme.
All right, that's poet Reggie Gibson and saxophonist Stan Strickland performing their rendition of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. Got to say, some great vocal percussion from both of you. At one point, Stan was doing the percussion, and then suddenly I'm hearing the saxophone. It's like, how are you doing both? And it's like, no, you took it over. That's really, really remarkable.
Keep in mind, we're trying to fill in for 200 singers here. So forgive us.
Yeah, you did it pretty well.
It's a piece that I've written many times of poetry too. I've gone to this piece to get me in the mood to write poetry.
Yeah.
And so I know it fairly intimately, but I always find something different in it when I do it with different people.
Yeah. Your poems, Reggie, work so well with music.
Yeah.
And they've got such sort of natural kind of rhythm and all that. They're not so much songs. They're not raps. What do you think's the distinction between what you do and rap?
Rap is primarily rhythmic on that. I try to bring in melody as well with that, to stretch out the words, to stretch out the vowels if I possibly can. There are elements, of course, of rap which are in it, because I love rhyme and I love music. And if you love music and you love rhyme, it's going to find itself expressed through that. But for me, I look at myself as a literary musician.
Yeah.
You know, my charge, I guess, is to play words. And many times that is one language. Rap is one language through which I speak to play the words.
That's Bostonian Reggie Gibson, a poet, teacher, and former National Poetry Slam champion, talking with Anthony Brooks last month. He was joined in our studio by saxophonist Stan Strickland. Reggie Gibson's going to be performing with the Atlas Funk at Blackthorn Public House in southeastern Massachusetts on New Year's Eve. If you'd like more information, go to our website, radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Lisa Mullins. Anthony Brooks will be back on Monday for more Radio Boston.